I think I'd make just a quick comment to you, Donald, that this board's clearly taken a position that the 10 directors who've faced the proceedings from ASIC shouldn't continue to sit on our board, and none of them do. I don't think it's a particularly good look, Donald, that you've clearly, as Telstra chairman, taken a position that it's okay for Peter to continue serving on that board when he did stand aside from others, such as the CSIRO. One other brief comment as well is that PwC is still our auditor. Just firstly...
Until the next resolution.
Right. And then we're getting rid of them.
Not for this financial year.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Okay, my other... That's good. My other question was just on the ability of us to continue our dividend levels. What constraints are there both with the asbestos compensation fund and with any balloon tax liability issues that we cop to continue paying out dividends? So at what level does it suddenly, does some agreement kick in that says we can't pay more dividends out, we've got to conserve cash to cover this particular liability?
Well, I'm not going to respond, nor would you expect me to your first comment. We understand your comment. In terms of the second one, I'll respond to the specific question you asked about dividend. Regarding all capital expenditures and dividends, the board and both the managing board and the supervisory board, as we said in the annual report, take all these factors under consideration. They're continuing to be taken under consideration. There's been no decision made one way or the other regarding either capital expenditures or dividends. So we understand the situation. Clearly, none of this, all of this is somewhat interrelated, but no decision has been made, and we're going to continue to think about it.